Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Now, earlier this morning when I was giving you the news, we were talking about the Kiwanis and, of course, about Freedom Fest, and I said, more is coming. Well, I met in about an hour and a half, and by golly, we've got Karen and Julia here with us. How we doing, ladies?
Very good, thanks.
Well, you know, we're ready for things to go boom in the night, aren't we?
Oh, boy.
We are,
Tom. Thank you.
Now, we do have Freedom Fest, but we also have something coming up just before that, a little fishing going
on.
Yeah,
so this Saturday, we will be having the fishing derby that Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville has done over 60 years.
That's a good
start.
So,
long time. So, you know, our grandkids are, you know, some of us, not Julia, but I know my mom took her grandkids and kids. And so it's been going on a very long time. Anyway, it's free for kids up to 12 years old, and they need to bring a parent.
And a pole.
No, yeah, they need to bring their own fishing gear, but it's free. And
there will be prizes for the biggest fish. What time is registration, Karen?
So the registration starts at 8:30, and they'll be fishing from 9 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get the winners all tallied, there'll be lots of prizes. So I think, you know, most people in the community, except for the newcomers, are pretty familiar. But it's at Joe Allen Lowe Park, which is over on Price Road. And love to see everybody out. Hopefully the weather will be good. I know
I haven't checked the weather. I hope it.
All this rain we've been having.
So
we've only had a few cancellations for weather, and of course we didn't get to do it last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're happy to be back and looking forward to everybody coming out.
91.
Oh. Well, we're starting early. So.
Yeah, we
wear your short sleeves.
Good thing it's in the morning.
Yeah, indeed. You get to beat the heat, you know, and take it there with you. Now, to get on to Freedom Fest, show the little sign. That's pretty cool. We got a visual aid here. Oh, look at that. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Red, white, and blue. So tell us a little bit about what is going on.
Well, of course, the grand finale at 9:30 p.m.
Yep.
Be sure you get that in your mind. 9:30 p.m.
At Sooner Park. So we will be at Sooner Park this year.
Not Uner Park.
Sooner Park.
So, you know, we moved the fireworks out to Sooner Park last year. So that's all we were able to do because it was outdoors and people were able to watch from their car and from their backyards in the neighborhoods nearby. But we did the fireworks last year. But this year, we're gonna do a little bit more, so we're gonna make it. We're bringing Freedom Fest back slowly.
Yeah, it's not gonna be the big event that it's been in the past, but we will have several food vendors out. We're gonna have Dylan Everett with Everett Music Studios out at the Band Shell putting on a show. So we will have entertainment and lots of good food.
Right, and we will also have a few booths. So any nonprofit that is interested, you know, should go on the BartlesvilleKiwanis.org website and sign up. We're happy to have you come out and visit with folks and hand out goodies and, you know, basically do whatever you want to do to promote your nonprofit organization. And so, you know, we'll have a few folks out there meeting and greeting.
One thing I really loved about last year is, one, that we actually got to have it.
Right.
And two, people were spread out in the park, and they were having fun. Nobody was trying to, you know, get too clumpy or anything because of the unknown. But the thing is, your fireworks guys, I tell you, nothing's going to stop those fellas. They are probably just, you know, geniuses in their field, because I saw a lot of things that only a genius could pull off, and they pulled it off, and that was a spectacular show. It really was. People commented about that for a couple of months.
Yeah, people were so happy to be out last year doing anything, and
that was a big thing.
And I know they will this year too. As far as what other things that are going on, of course, one of the reasons we liked moving it out to Sooner Park is Kiwanis operates the Sooner Junior Miniature Golf Course at Sooner Park, And it'll be open early on the 4th of July. Oh, by the way, it is the 4th of July.
It is a Sunday.
It is the 4th of July. So I know we'll get questions. When is it? It is the 4th of July. But anyway, so the miniature golf course will open at 4 for folks. And then at 6 we'll... Well, you know, sometimes the food vendors get out a little early, but
they're probably going to set up around 5.
Yeah, so we'll
sure.
So, you know, come out and spend the evening, or you know, bring a picnic. Definitely bring your lawn chairs, blankets, or you know, just get your parking spot early.
You got to stake your claim.
Yes, they don't call
it Sooner Park for nothing.
Right? Yes, you do. And the fireworks actually will be shot off there in the big open field between the pool and the former Madison Junior High site and the mid high. So that's kind of where they will be. So any of those parking lots around there will be a good vantage point.
And I got to tell you, people do have a good time. They had a blast. Can I say that were fireworks? Yes, they had a blast yesterday. Now, we've got, Julia, some fine sponsors here who are helping us out. Yeah,
absolutely. So Patriot Auto Group is our head sponsor. Mm-hmm. They're great. They work with the Kiwanis Club every year. They've been working with us for the last couple of years, and so we just really appreciate them. And then we've also got Bank of Oklahoma, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, DSR, Truity. We've just got all kinds of great sponsors.
And of course, without the sponsors, we'd have a tougher go of it, but they know a good time when they see one.
Right. Yeah. We'd be having sparklers and firecrackers if it wasn't for our sponsors. We really do appreciate them, and especially Patriot for being such a great supporter, but all the others. We're so fortunate in this town to have got such great support from our businesses, and we really appreciate all of them. And there's a whole nother list beyond what's on the poster.
Oh, I know, it's about
you'll be hearing more about them as we approach the 4th of July.
Now, one thing, the Junior Sooner Golf. That is always a fun thing, and that's something that the Kiwanis, we kind of had to take a break from it last year for obvious reasons. I mean, you just have to do what you have to do, but it's back, and we've been having a lot of fun.
We love the Sooner Junior, and so I don't know if everyone realizes that, but it is completely run by volunteers of Kiwanis, and so we do have limited hours this year. We're just open on Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 6 to 10, but we will be open on the 4th of July at 4 o'clock, and so everyone should come out, but just know anytime that you come out and spend your money and golf out there, that money is going right back into the community.
And Karen, you never know who's going to show up at the golf course.
That's right. So I happened to be there on opening night, and our very first guest of the season was one of the actors from the movie.
Oh, from Killers of the Flower Moon?
It turns out he's a great miniature golf fan and has been out several times so far in the season. In fact, at our little golf tournament, our Sunfest Showdown that we held this last weekend, he was in the finals of that. So
he even placed, didn't he?
He was second place. We thought sure he was going to win, but actually one of our longtime winners pulled through at the last minute.
Underestimate the hometown
kid. I know. In addition to, you know, even though we have limited hours this year, we do lots of parties and outings out at Sooner Junior. It's a really popular spot and a great great event for the money. So that's something else to check out.
Yeah, for $60 you can get an hour and a half party out there, which you really can't find prices that low, and it goes right back to the community. So
yeah, and speaking of community, with the money that Kiwanis raises through our various endeavors, we have everything from scholarships to, well, a lot of things, right?
We do. In fact, we just a couple of weeks ago had our seniors and sophomores out to a Kiwanis meeting where we presented our scholarships for the year, and we give out over $7,000 in scholarships every year. We also support youth serving agencies in the community with grants. This year we've done a monthly focus, and so every month we have an organization out to let us know what's going on in their organization and to give them a grant. So that's a few of the things that Kiwanis does.
Christmas
in the
parade.
Community. I start to say, yeah.
Put on the Christmas parade.
So I've said, so 4th of July, you know, our two big events of the year are our Freedom Fest, 4th of July fireworks, and then the Christmas parade, and of course the wreath event that we've been doing for, this will be the 8th year. I can't even believe it. But so
still,
we kinda,
some people call it the new thing. You know?
Yeah, we kind of go from one holiday to the other, but I promise we're taking a break between July 4th and July 15th before we get started on Christmas.
All right. They gotta do that. Now, yeah, I got to tell you, hats off to the Kiwanis because you guys pulled off a wonderful Christmas parade. Weather, we couldn't have ordered a better one for this past Christmas, and it really looked good. We had fun doing it on the TV, on K1TV.com, and on the radio, too.
Yeah.
Really, and I like it that it's held in the evening. We can pull that off in Oklahoma. You can't do that.
Right.
Any further north. But we pulled her off, and it really looked really good. And we had a lot of people, despite the COVID.
We did have a lot. We had a great turnout, despite COVID. We were pleasantly surprised.
It was a great event. And we, you know, we did the wreaths online.
Yes.
Because of COVID, which was really nice. We're hoping to be back with a party this year. Mm-hmm. So that'll be lots of fun. Hey, I want to mention too that Tom is going to be the MC for our little opening patriotic program at Freedom Fest.
Yes, indeed.
Which will be at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. and before the Everett Music Studios entertainment starts. So come out, and then even more fun, he'll be broadcasting from shortly thereafter through the fireworks. So
yes,
that's
indeed
a load of fun. So
we are. We're going to have more fun than you can imagine. I'm looking forward to having the youngsters out there at the band shell just pumping it up for everybody.
Right.
And then, of course, with the grand finale with the fireworks. Yeah.
It's a blast.
It's a blast.
It's a blast.
For real, it's a blast.
And who knows, I might be doing some sampling there at the old food booths. Who knows?
Oh, boy. It'll be fun. Yeah. Who doesn't love fair food?
Indeed. And then I have to walk it off. But that's okay. That's all right. It all comes with the fun of just being a part of Bartlesville and a part of being with Freedom Fest. And again, this is so good that we're getting our way back to normal this
right.
year with this. And don't forget the fishing contest coming up.
Right.
That is coming up here on
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Coming up.
Sweet. Well, ladies, I want to thank you very much for being here with us. Is there anything I missed? Because I always worry
I
missed
anything. So.
We'll walk out of here and remember
it. We'll remember it then.
Just give me a call. You know the number.
But thanks. Now, we'll be back again before the 4th, and so you'll be hearing more about Freedom Fest.
All righty. Karen, always a pleasure. And Julia, nice meeting you.
You too.
And thank you very much. And together we're going to have ourselves a great time out.